from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. The body of the woman killed in Timmins last week showed evidence of blunt force trauma, says the Timmins Police Service. 57-year-old Paula Millette was found last Tuesday night in a house on Algonquin Boulevard just west of Preston Street. The suspect, 38-year-old Dale Head, was arrested last night just after 8 o'clock in the area of Airport Road and River Park Road. Investigators confirmed that he and Millette knew each other and the incident is not drug motivated. The arrest on the charge of first-degree murder was without incident. Head appears in court via video link on Friday. The investigation continues as officers process evidence collected from several places. A new study reveals the car crash hotspots in Canada, with Ontario among the least dangerous for drivers. Our province is 10th with 5.4 fatalities per 100,000 licensed drivers. That's almost 22% below the national average of 6.9. The research, conducted by a group of Alberta personal injury lawyers, looked at 2022 Transport Canada data. Prince Edward Island is the worst area for crashes in Canada, while the Northwest Territories is the least dangerous. There is no guarantee. However, the MNR's Provincial Coordinator for Human-Wildlife Interactions says black bears might be a bit later than usual coming out of hibernation this spring. Micheline Mamoni says bear den emergence can happen anytime from mid to late March into May. It usually peaks in mid-April. But given colder temperatures and more snowpack that we experienced this past winter,
we do notice that bears will tend to hibernate a little bit longer. And if we have earlier, you know, warmer spring temperatures and the snow is gone earlier as it was last year, they may wake up from hibernation that little bit earlier.
Mamoni adds that each bear can have its own timeline, although typically larger males leave their dens the earliest. In Country 93.1 Sports, the Just Jordan Arena will be jumping tonight for Game 4 of the NOJHL quarterfinal between the hometown Iroquois Falls Storm and the Sudbury Cubs. Sudbury leads 3-1, but the Storm staged comebacks the past two games that saw them fall one goal short. Game time is 7:30. And the Hearst Lumberjacks are looking to dispatch the Powassan Voodoos to the golf course tonight, regardless of snow. The Jacks lead 3-0 in their series.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.